The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
I don't care how much you come to church.
Yes.
You're going to have some stress.
Yes, sir.
This world is designed for you not to want to stay here forever. So God, Joseph, a man that is born of a woman, is a few days, but what? Full of what? That means strength. That means I'm going to have some ups and some. I don't care if you're the preacher man or the deacon man. You're going to have some. I don't care if you're the usher or the choir. I don't care who you are. You're going to have some strength. I'm too big to be straight. I'm just trying to teach you something. Stress. Watch this. In my little sickness. I was in so much pain.
Yes, you were. Yes, sir.
Until, and I guess God really unfolds some scripture to me while I see it. Look what happens. I'm in so much pain until I wanted to get outside of my body and look at my body in the beam. Which means that I wanted to look at my body outside. Which means that I'm in so much stress and pain until I don't want to stay inside this body. Do I have some help in the house? That's why I said the prayer I want in this tabernacle. We do groan to be the body here. In so much pain until you want to just get outside and stand on the side of your bed, look at your body, and then walk on to glory. Oh, I got no help in the house. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody been in any kind of pain where you're going to just step outside of your body, look at your body on the bedside? That's called medical strength.
That's right.
That says, I'm ready to go. Which means that this world is a fading world. And we're going to come a time that we're going to want to check out again. Because you're in so much pain.
Yes, sir.
I told you last week, the German soldiers, World War II, General Patton bring his army. They go to Normandy. They storm the beach. And that's Dwight Eisenhower, that Patton. You got Hitler. They start changing the sign in Bavaria. Soldiers get into Germany, they hit the beach and they paratroop in. Boom. The German soldiers have turned the sign in the other direction. So if they wanted to go to Schweinfurt, they had it pointing towards Würzburg. They want to go to Würzburg, they had it pointing towards Bernheim. They want to go to Bernheim, they pointed to Aschaffenburg. Want to go to Aschaffenburg, now it's pointing towards Munich. Want to go to Munich, it's pointing towards Stuttgart. Then it's pointing towards Nuremberg. Then go to Gutenberg, now they want to go back to Swine.
Now,
an American Jeep with American uniform pointing sign in different directions. Sound like Satan, though.
Yes.
Who got, have pointed the sign a different way for you? You don't have to pay your tithe. Sign in a different direction. Why you give your money to the Lord? Sign in a different direction. Who have pointed the sign in a different direction to you? Rev all the way wrong, pointing in the wrong direction. Hell get it right, pointing in the wrong direction. Who have put the German sign down for you and have you going in the wrong direction? Don't get quiet on me. Y'all know what happened in the chapel. They got all kind of signs in the chapel.
All kind of. All kind
of. Stop sign, yield sign, turn around sign. All kind of signs inside.
All kind.
This
is true. All kind.
That will hinder God's program. So who put a sign for you here lately? Mm-hmm. You ain't had a sign lately, just keep waking up, you'll get a sign. Mm-hmm. A sign, real, yeah, a sign. A sign, real, yeah, a sign. Mm-hmm. Sign you don't want to even talk about, but a sign? Mm-hmm. Even in your personal life.
Mm-hmm.
That friend put signs that they're going in bad direction. To the crack house, wrong direction.
Yes, sir.
To the marijuana man in the wrong direction.
Yes, sir.
Do I have to live in the house?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Motel, hotel, wrong direction.
Yes, sir.
But God is trying to tell us something, you know. Watch the text. But now, thus said the Lord that created, O Jacob, and he formed the Israel. Now, Jacob's name was changed from Jacob to Israel. Jacob was a modern day trickster, hustler. Yeah, couldn't trust him. He'd trick you out your birthright.
Yeah.
Y'all understand, y'all understand. Somebody had been tricked.
Yeah,
he's real been tricked. I'm in the courthouse full of tricksters. Him and trick me. I ain't the only one been tricked. I ain't asked you to raise your hand. You been tricked too?
Oh, yeah.
They been tricked. You know somebody has been tricked. That's why you say, I don't know why you over there messing with them tricks. Do I have some help in the house? Yeah. Y'all been tricked. But he changes the name from Jacob to Israel. Watch close. He changes the name. From Saul to Paul. Mm-hmm. He changes the name from member to disciple, from disciple to servant. He changed the name.
Yes.
He can't exactly work with us until he changed the name. You see, when he changed the name, he changed the character. From sinner to saint. God can't do nothing with you until he changes your name. But when the name is changed, it's the character. See, because in the end of the day, he's not going to say, come home, Michael. It's going to have to be
said.
Do I have some hip in the
house?
So when he changed the name, he got to change a character. Watch closely. He'll take the pimp and make him a preacher.
Uh-huh.
He'll take the go-go hat and make her a praise walk. He'll go down in the gut and get the worst of us and then come back and make them the best among us. Oh, I wish I had some people in the house. Hey, everybody here been holy and high. I ain't been holy and high all my life. He will go and down in the gutter and get the worst of us. Come back and turn us around and change our character and make the best among us. He'll take the saloon singer and make her a gospel singer. I ain't got no help in him. I ain't got myself this long. He changed the character. So he can't do that. This is what the armed forces do. You go to the map station, raise your little hand, put you on that bus. When you're going to get off that bus and go to where you're going and as soon as your feet strike, they're going to get up in your face. They ain't calling you Michael, they're going to call you Private. Private. Change your name. Because they're about to change your character. Used to drive a Cadillac. Now you're packing it on your back. I used to wear faded jeans. Now I wear only green. I wish I had some help in that. So what's happening here? They are working on your character. Because sometimes, baby, some of them come out of Detroit. They hustle. They're going to get the hustle game about you because they're in your face. Trying to make you mad so they can break that madness and build you and make you a soldier. So what God is trying to do us here at the Pleasant Green Church is change our name and so we can get to our character. So he can work it out and get the best out of us. Oh, he has to do that, y'all.
Yes, he does.
Then, what did they say? Why are you smiling, mother? Why are you smiling? You're just shining on the outside.
Yeah.
Well, Christian belief, disciple goal. The smile that's on the outside is just a part of the radiant that's smiling on the
inside.
Yes. And even when things going bad, you still smile.
Yes.
Because the God that you serve, he is within you.
Yes.
And within you, what's within you is going to serve. Thank you. So since God is within you and the word of God is within you, the word of God will sustain you through any situation.
Yes.
Marsha has a